It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT, it's now back on The Fan. We'll continue with your football calls here on a Football Friday. Week 2 NFL, huge week for both the Jets and the Giants, both playing Sunday at 1 o'clock, Jets in Tennessee, Giants in Washington, 888-808-1019. You know, playoff push here, BT, for both the Mets and Yanks. Yanks last night getting another extra inning win. For me, the pitching stood out. But, I mean, look, you look at the offense again, whether it's Volpe struggling, he could become a problem. We'll have that conversation down the road.
Yep.
Certainly not on a Football Friday. But, again, Aaron Judge coming up empty.
They had a base running gaff late as well.
Yeah, with Jazz Chisholm.
There. I thought Volpe's hit was going to actually find some grass. It didn't. Left field, bases loaded. But, listen, good. You take the win, you stack them. Yankees get a little separation from the O's. But Aaron Judge has had... He's had the most amazing New York baseball season that I've ever seen, but he's also had the strangest amazing New York baseball season I've ever seen because he did nothing in April, and he's bookmarking this with nothing in September. It's very odd. Now, I'm not of the mindset that even if he struggles the rest of September, that that's a prelude to October, you know, emptiness. Mm. But, I mean, Aaron Judge is not 24. He's not 26. He's in his 30s. He's got a massive contract. He is the captain. And the Yankees are about championships. Aaron Judge has to wake up.
You see, I don't think that they need Judge to be a superstar to win the World Series. I think the pitching is the key. They've shown that. When the Yankees were at their best, April and May, and that is when they were their best because they've been a 500 team since June, under 500, I think, since mid-June. So the Yankees were at their best in April and May. It was the pitching. You saw last night, really the last couple of nights, where the offense, in Chicago as well, Yankees have played their best the last week because of the pitching. The bats have been quiet. So they can survive and win. Now, you either need Judge or Soto or somebody else on any given night, but as long as the pitching is what it's been, whether it be April or May or what it's been this last week, I think they're going to be fine. I don't think that they're so reliant on Aaron Judge being great.
Listen, I think the Yankees have a real chance to win the World Series here, but without Aaron Judge having any sort of impact, and I think he's going to have some, but to what degree, I have no idea. I mean, I don't think Aaron Judge is going to hit 191 the rest of the way with four RBIs and just go into the night with a whimper. But
that's what it's been for the last how long?
Well, I'm just throwing out numbers, okay. But it's been very, I mean, he has not had a home run in 16 consecutive games, right. Longest of his career. He's hitting sub-200 in September. Like, the numbers are ugly. I mean, Aaron Judge hasn't done anything here. But the difference, and I hear you with, like, April when they were playing amazing baseball and generally led by certainly the starting pitching. But the only other difference there was while Soto was great, Verdugo was awesome, Volpe was better, and Cabrera was contributing. Now, right now, Verdugo's gotten a little bit better, but not even close to being the same guy that he was in April. Volpe's done nothing for a while, and Cabrera's pretty much a non-entity. Now, I don't know that it's as simple to say that they were playing their best, which is a true statement. They were playing their best when Judge wasn't doing anything. Yes, that's literally true, but the other components were so much more influential on the season that if those guys don't join the party, then it offsets the great pitching that they've been getting late. They got to score some runs, dude.
But even think about these, I agree, but think about these last six games. Like, they're going to have to score some runs at some point, and that's one of the reasons why I knocked them, saying the offense is inconsistent. And I also don't think that they're going to get this type of pitching consistently, which to me then is even more of a problem because then they're going to need to hit. But look at what they did in Chicago. Like, they won 2 of 3. Everybody said, oh, Yankees are back. They won 2 of 3. They did it all with pitching.
Yep.
And again, 2 of 3 against the Royals, they did it all with pitching. And again, last night against the Red Sox, like, the Yankees put themselves in a spot because of their pitching. And Gleyber Torres, a Yankee Stadium home run was it until they were given the guy at second base. I mean, and the Yankees are built to win when you put a guy at second base and they're batting with, you know, Soto, Judge, or whatever, the top
Maybe usually they lose those games because situational hitting has not been phenomenal.
Yeah, if you get a guy on second base and you're coming up in the bottom of the ninth or bottom of the 10th or bottom of the 11th inning, guys put there for free, and you got Soto and Judge coming up, and you can't figure out a way to win that game.
Well, you don't need Soto. I think that applies to most teams. Yeah. I mean, you can have some obscure 6, 7, 8 hitter for the Rockies. A man on second base, nobody out. Right. You got to be, I mean, completely useless not to scratch out a couple wins.
But the Yankees,
you don't need Judge and Soto to win there.
But think about how they won their last two games.
I know. You know, listen, it's not exactly reinforced. Well, on some level it is. While I am a little worried about the offense, not overly, because I don't think I've really gone up and down too much with this Yankees team. I think I've been fairly consistent with most things. Not everything, but most things this year with the Yankees. I actually like the fact that they're getting battle-tested, and they're playing, even though there will be no ghost runner in October, they're playing pressurized games, pennant race here, you know, where a single pitch obviously matters. If you don't make a defensive play, you lose. If you don't get a runner in and over, you lose. Like, they're getting hardened a little bit, which I think will serve them well in the playoffs.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.